I am very pleasantly surprised by the amount of rich shaming that has been going on the internet ever since we found out the figures responsible for these ghost flood control projects all over the Philippines. And so much has been said, but I want to offer maybe two points that not a lot of people have talked about. First is the difference between a million and a billion pesos, and how attention is currency here on social media, and we have to be more responsible as a collective. So first, a lot of people tend to think, especially those mathematically challenged, such as myself, oh, a million and a billion, maybe it's not that big of a difference. Wrong. So to put things into perspective, you know how many days it takes to count from 1 to 1 million? About 2 weeks. Do you know how many years it takes to count from 1 to 1 billion? 95 years. That's how big of a disparity there is between a million and a billion. And look at the list of the Philippines' richest people. These people don't just have 1 billion pesos to their name. They have hundreds of billions of pesos. If not hundreds, maybe like 30 billion. That's still a lot. That's still a lot. Remember, 1 to 1 billion, 95 years. It's crazy. And I like how this rich shaming thing is radicalizing people. It's making you realize just how big the gap exists between, how big the gap exists actually between the richest of the rich and the poorest of the poor. And people are getting mad about it, which is good, because then we can finally ask ourselves, how do we stop giving these people more power? And we start with their relatives who are chronically online, who like flaunting their wealth here. Stop giving them so much attention. In social media, where attention is currency, where the more attention you get, the more you're put into the spotlight, the more opportunities you get, that says a lot about how these influencers work. So instead of glorifying their lifestyle, how they're like, oh, they look like old money, blah, 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 stop engaging with these people. Stop giving them attention. Stop liking their posts, sharing. I know as Filipinos, we're very, very at risk, or like we're very prone to being rage baited. But like, I want all of you to lock in and start clearing your following list, especially if these influencers come from very sketchy sources of income. You don't know what they actually do. If these are people who just like travel a lot and you don't really know where they're from, what they do for work, stop giving them so much attention. And I think that's what a lot of us forget. We forget just how much power we have as the public to decide who gets into the spotlight on social media and who deserves the opportunities that come with being on social media. And we have to stop giving it to the rich people. There are a few people here who have gained fame and have had an impact on the lives of people through social media that they've now become household names. And I hope that we give more attention, that we uplift content creators whose work is educational, is impactful, those who actually immerse in communities and are actually worth our time and energy. So that's it. I hope we learn to purge our social media of people who are just disgustingly rich, and we shift our focus on people that matter. So I guess that's all that I have to say. I've been out of the loop because I've stopped following celebrities for years now, and this was out of the desire to make sure that my social media would reflect reality. Like, sure, yeah, be the Lulu or whatever, but it's not an aspiration of mine to be so grossly rich that it provides such a dark contrast between myself and the people around me. So I guess that's all I have to say. Have a great day.